It's day three. It is Wednesday the 12th of August. What time is it? I think it's somewhere around between 11 and half past. So, last night, I didn't sleep very well at all. Don't know why, I was really warm. Iris were good. She went on her bed. She did get up a couple of times at night. She like put her chin on the bottom of my bed. She got up to stretch and turn around and, you know, as they do. And she were dreaming. So I don't know, I just didn't have a very good sleep. I think I were catnapping and had one ear open just in case she needed anything. Luckily she didn't, and touch wood, she won't. So I'm currently sat in the lounge, and we've done obedience and grooming today. So far, we've had his breakfast, both of us. That were early. It were hour up at half past six. There for breakfast at 7:45. So, this afternoon I'm gonna have some time to myself, and I'm going to do some more routes up and down corridors with dog. Just to keep reinforcing, really. And I'm going to try and have a rest. And then get ready for this evening. So I'll pause for now and come back when I'm doing one of my routes. And you can hear what I'm doing. So, hopefully she'll behave. Right, I'll say bye for now. So it's 2:00. I've got Iris waiting. There are some distractions in the corridor. And I'm going to do... Yes, I know. She does whisper and whine. Wait. So listen out for that, because she does whisper and whine. So wait, good girl. Iris, come and heel. Good girl. That way. Good girl. Heel. Good girl. Heel. She's panting because she's warm. It's a warm day today. Good girl. In. Good girl. Sit. Good girl. No sniffing. Good girl. Wait. So this is just a little route from the lounge to my room. Wait. Iris, come. Good girl, heel. Good girl. Sit. Good girl. Wait. Off you go. Good girl. So she's free now. And that's just a little taster. I know it's not far of what we've been doing. And it's just to build up obedience and things like that. So I'll come back in a bit and I'll do another route with you, if I have chance. Okay, that's enough for now. It is about 20 past five and it's Iris's tea time. So I thought I'd go through the procedure with you. She's sitting and waiting. Wait. 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 I've got a food in between my feet and I'm going to do this. Good girl. Good girl. So a dish is in between my feet. I'm sat on a chair and she's near enough directly in front of me. Well, she is, because the food's in between my feet. And she has two feeds a day. This is a littler feed. And she doesn't half eat it quite fast. I'm used to Johnny, he eats quite slow. He's quite a sedate eater. And I'm afraid Iris is not very delicate or sedate. So after I've done this, I'll take her to the run so she can go and have a wee, whatnot. And then I'm going to get ready and go for my tea. So today we've done more obedience. See, she's finished it already. More obedience and grooming. Have you finished? Good girl. Yes. Good girl. Good girl. Put your dish here out of your reach, monkey. And I'll get my shoes on and we can go and take you to the toilet. 3 minutes. It's nearly 10 PM. Back in my room and Iris is here next to me. I've had my tea. And after I got back up I took Iris to the toilet. And then we came back and we had a play and then just to chill out for a bit while I watched Super Vet. And now I'm watching this Wonders of the World thing and people that risk their lives. So I'm going to take her out again at about 10:30. And then I'm going to try and get some sleep because I didn't sleep very well last night. I managed to catch 40 winks this afternoon, the quick power nap, if you like. I fell asleep while I watched it. Mind you, Iris fell asleep as well, so I weren't alone. I went on my own. This afternoon I did fall asleep, I admit, which isn't like me. I don't fall asleep in day, but I was just exhausted, I think. Just drifted off. So tomorrow, I'm not sure what tomorrow will bring. Of course, it's Thursday tomorrow, and then after Thursday, it's Friday, and I've only got one more week here to go before I go home. So I don't know when. I don't know when Dominic's coming to visit me. I've got to arrange. Sorry, I've got to arrange that. Oh yeah, Iris scared some housekeepers today. Well, I didn't know what time they were coming round, and she was still in my room while I'd been for my dinner, and they came into my room, and all I heard were I'd left the bells on. Which I don't normally do, but I've been leaving them on, so if I walk past my door, I can hear if she's moving round or not. And I heard these bells, and I said to Jeremy, I said, that's Iris. So I'll have to go and see what she's doing, and there were two housekeepers, and she's wagging her tail and trying to get to them, and oh dear, I had to come and, I don't know if I rescued them or rescued her, I don't know which. But I took her out of the room anyway so that they could clean it and replenish my tea and milk and whatnot. So, I shall... Former US President Jimmy Carter announces he has cancer. Thank you, BBC News. So, I shall disappear for tonight now and I'll come back tomorrow with hopefully another update. Bye for now.